Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. I'm Maria Wyatt, your host. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. We're here every week. And in case you missed this show, the beginning part of this show, you can always access it through KXORadio.com on our podcast. Let's talk about it. My co-host here is Scott Dudley.
Email. We have email. wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. Send us an email communication if you wish to talk to us. We shall talk back to you. We promise.
Yes. You know what? We need to do a Facebook thing. Well, I don't have Facebook, but
right,
you
but
have
so
Facebook.
Then you could do it. You've got some spare time.
No, I don't know. I don't know how to
and
do
Instagram.
It.
Instagram.
Like
I don't
us
know how
on
to
Facebook.
Do that. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. I know how to do email.
Okay, we'll talk to our production media people about that, and maybe we can hook something up for you. We're here today with Diana Barrios, and she is a substance abuse counselor for Imperial County Behavioral Health, amongst her various titles and hobbies
two.
And a sundry other stuff.
She's a substance abuse counselor, too.
There's two of you?
No.
But title.
Title.
Ah.
Soon to be a three.
Ah. Oh. That's my oh, yeah. Sure.
So you're working your way up the substance abuse counselor ladder, right?
Yes.
Nice. How long? How many years have you?
4 years.
4 years.
4 years.
And it's, how has it been for you?
Challenging, but it's very rewarding, you know, compared to my first year and just being able to see the progress that some of my students have made, even those that are sent to placement and they come back and they have their life straight, you know, it's very rewarding when they come back and they look for you.
Nice.
So that's good.
Nice.
That's good.
Well, we'll save that for the last segment because I think we want to kind of get a peek into what you're doing with these people to kind of help them make better life choices and stop using drugs if it's harming them, obviously. But let's start in the beginning. Kind of, take us through what you do with kids. Kind of give us a peek into the system and let us know. It seems like referrals walk up to you, right? I mean, they send people to you. Somehow.
Yes.
Do the schools identify people, parents?
The schools, parents, probation, case managers, counselors.
Department of Social Services?
Department of Social Services as well. They call us, they make appointments. And we do a screening first with the student or the client. And based on what they tell us, if they've used within the past year, even though they've been sober, I mean, they're still at risk.
So no forcible drug tests, right?
No,
mandatory
no, no,
drug
no.
Testing?
We don't drug test them. Or okay. We trust them. So we go by what they tell
especially
us.
Especially because they're minors, correct?
They're minors.
Well, and so this is an engagement process right there. You're already having to get a person to actually disclose.
And especially if the student is on probation, probation officers can test them, correct?
Yes.
And they can give you that information.
They'll give me that information. And if they've recently been released from juvenile hall and they violated probation, 90% of the time it's because they test the dirty.
So you had a person coming in for screening who didn't volunteer to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. How do you break the ice? How do you, and what do you ask them for your screening questions?
But, okay, I have another question. But besides that one, I know. It's treatment. So is there a medical necessity? Is there something that they,
yes.
Can it be anybody just out, oh, yeah, I did use 3 months ago. Does that qualify them for under medical necessity?
If they have an episodic or in remission, as long as it's been within a use, mm-hmm. they meet medical necessity and we can still get them into our program and they can still receive services and treatment. And we determine that during the assessment.
Okay.
Based on what they tell us. The last time of use.
What if they have no impairments? I mean, they used, yeah, I did get high. But I'm a straight A student. I have no problems at home.
I'm not on probation.
Then, we ask them. We do get those every now and then. Why are you here? I mean, obviously, they're there. Even if the parents, they're there for a reason. And maybe they're not being completely honest with the parents, but they're there because they care. Mm-hmm. They want to get something out of it.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.